In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Acts 8, verse 29. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." Today's word of God is about being on the road, running alongside and joining chariots. Many of us are about to head on the road for vicarage, for ordination in a congregation, or if you're Dr. Kolb, headed to a new country this summer, India. Today offers one last word before being on the road. What does the Holy Spirit expect of us when we meet up with people on the road? Acts chapter 8 is about more than just Philip, the one heading home to meet someone heading home from Jerusalem. Saul was persecuting the church. Believers were being scattered. They were proclaiming Christ, and people believed. The work of the Spirit was amazing, except when it was corrupted by one who thought he was somebody great, or that he could somehow buy the power of the Holy Spirit. That was the case with Simeon the magician. And the story of the Ethiopian and Philip is the exact opposite. It is not about personal importance, being attractive to others, having something to amaze people with, or delivering moments of delight. Being on the road with the Holy Spirit is about explaining the scriptures and proclaiming Christ. In Philip's case, it was a conversation. The Spirit-driven conversation is not about good wheels, but about good news. Not about feelings of fulfillment on a personal spiritual journey, but about understanding the Word of God. Not about a better lifestyle, but about the Lamb who was silent before its shearers. For you see, the Spirit yearns to give understanding about sin and its consequences, about mercy that is free. The Spirit urges repentance, brings new life. His tools are the scriptures and the proclaiming of Christ. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" His partner in the conversation said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" So Philip began with the scriptures that the Ethiopian was reading. And through explaining, he told the good news about Jesus. He told him about the good news of Jesus. He told him about the good news of Jesus. About the good news of Jesus. And the Ethiopian began to understand, to recognize his sin, to believe in the salvation that was there in the Christ. And when it was time, he asked for baptism. And when he was baptized, he went on his way rejoicing. You see, the Spirit on the road with you is about go, baptize, teach. And thus, disciples are made. The Spirit expects us, while on the road, to teach the scriptures and to proclaim the Christ. But what about those voices around us who talk about the greatness and the stuff that people can buy. They may urge us to delight in technology and spectacle, not the Word of God. They might want us to focus on pursuing happier lifestyles, not recognizing sin and rebellion and the rottenness of flesh and the world. They may want us to measure ministry by the size of buildings, parking lots, and organizations, not by unwrapping the mystery of the Lamb. What is the Spirit going to do with that? They are not his tools. If these gain too much importance with us, we are indeed misled, and our efforts are misguided. We must then admit we are confused and in sin. Call on God's mercy in Christ and ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to teach the Scriptures and proclaim the Christ, the very one who saves us from this sin of not putting God and his power first. So, when we are on the road, whether today, tomorrow, at home, in a far country, to people like us, or to somebody that is different, explain the Scriptures, proclaim the good news. That's what it means to be sent with the Spirit on the road. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.